This is The Briefing, a podcast presented by Musio Goodman Law Firm.
ICBC would have everyone believe that if you have a minor injury, or most cases for that matter, where you suffer injury, they would tell you that you're capped at $5,500 for pain and suffering, and therefore there's no need to see a lawyer. But there's a lot of gray area of what exactly is a minor injury. For example, even if an adjuster tells you that your brain injury or your chronic pain is a minor injury, there are avenues to avoid that classification. There's also a wide array of different ways of getting the case outside of the minor injury cap. So just because ICBC says, listen, your claim's a minor injury, the maximum you can get is $5,500, it's best to get a second opinion, because of course ICBC is not going to be volunteering to move your case outside of the minor injury cap. And so you definitely need to get some second opinion on what they're telling you.